Sooner or later, the offshore Cascadia fault zone is going to unleash a monster earthquake and tsunami. When that day comes, you gotta hope that coastal schools, fire stations, and hospitals are located high enough so that they don't get washed away just when you really need them. In Oregon, it's state law that new schools and public safety buildings be built outside the tsunami zone, but that rule has a bullseye on it. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The sound of the surf, the views of the water, the fresh ocean air. Coastal living has a lot going for it. Living on saltwater in the Pacific Northwest, though, also comes with the chance of a tsunami. It's a low probability any given week, but with high consequences if it does happen. One way Oregon differs from neighboring Washington and California is that in the mid-1990s, the Oregon legislature made it a rule that certain essential facilities cannot be built inside the tsunami zone, namely new hospitals, fire and police stations, schools, colleges, and jails. The current set of legislators from the Oregon coast now wants to junk that rule. State Rep. David Gomberg voices concern about a chilling effect on the coastal economy.
Who wants to build a new house in a neighborhood that's too dangerous for a fire department? Who wants to start a new business in a neighborhood that's not safe enough for a fire department or a police department?
Gomberg told a legislative panel he's seeing a subtle disinvestment from the coast.
And our concern, in summary, is that as we prepare for a major natural disaster, we don't at the same time create an economic disaster.
But disaster preparedness advisors are raising alarms about a wholesale lifting of the moratorium on building new critical facilities in the tsunami zone. The Oregon law in question doesn't restrict private development or home construction. Jay Raskin is the outgoing chair of Oregon's Seismic Safety Advisory Panel.
Actually, I'm very concerned. We could arise into a situation where we don't have and very, very weak regulatory control over what's being built in the tsunami inundation zone.
Raskin says it's true that there's a scarcity of buildable land on the hillsides behind many Oregon coast towns. He says a good way to untangle what he calls this Gordian knot would be for the state to adopt the latest international building code. California and Washington State have recently adopted it with an effective date of 2020. The code revisions allow for new public buildings on the coastline if a higher construction standard is met, generally involving stronger foundations and robust steel-reinforced concrete.
And that would be a win-win for everyone involved. We maintain safety for the coastal residents and visitors. We get some sort of control over how buildings are built within the tsunami inundation zone.
The reaction to this idea from Representative Gomberg is we need to learn more. In principle, the coastal legislators favor more local control, less state control. They say they're fine with the state having a consultative role. Democratic Representative Katty McCune insists lawmakers are not naive about the tsunami hazard, nor is it their intention to put lives at risk.
So I don't want you to think that we are downplaying or not understanding that. It's just something that we understand and we live with because it's part of the risk we accept as coastal residents.
Meanwhile, whether there's a law to make them do it or not, a number of Oregon and Washington school districts and cities are moving critical buildings to higher ground. The Seaside School District is currently constructing a new campus outside the tsunami zone for all of its North Oregon Coast students. Nearby, the Gearhart City Council is pushing to move the city's fire station to higher ground. The same is happening with the Quileute Tribal School in La Push on the Washington coast. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.